This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station in the free state of Florida, and to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout always goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and I mean everybody, including the over-the-road truck drivers getting the job done. Now follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear the radio show anywhere else, there is a live stream playing there right now with the show. You can hear us live and in living color. And when the show goes off the air, you will hear the replaying of the same show until the next new show comes on. So there you go. Now, to the telephone we go, or as I like to say sometimes, telephony, and we've got our good friend, the professor of politics in California, IA, Kyle Ward, on the line. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
They're still there. They're still there.
That's right.
Yep. Now, it's a little cooler right now. It's 68 degrees, but that's not bad.
Nope, not at all.
Considering when it's 50 or 48 or whatever it is out there by you. But thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. A lot of people dressing out there in their Who Dat t-shirts or their New Orleans Saints jerseys tonight. So they're here. The fans are here. They're in the hotel next door here.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. We got two big high-rise hotels now. One of them was built during the summer. And ever since it's opened up, they seem to be getting more people than the old, original, established hotel that was there. I've been noticing that on a regular basis. And by the way, one place has a bar and a restaurant, and the other one doesn't. And the one that doesn't is getting the people.
I'll bet, yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we have a Dr. Fauci segment coming up. Jerry to go. Where no other doctor will go, even if he is the mad scientist that he is. It's time for a little Dr. Fauci report. Okay, here we go. Little Dr. Fauci wants a new term for mandates and a change to the definition of fully vaccinated. Well, bully for him. What do you suppose he wants this time, Kyle?
He wants everybody to simply say, whatever Dr. Fauci says, we all have to do.
You got to do what I tell you because I am the doctor.
Well, and he represents science, and if you...
Yeah, he represents science, and I represent the maid of the ark. Jeez.
Well, but...
The guy is a... We got to get rid of this guy.
Well, the goalposts keep moving. They're so the goalposts aren't even in the stadium anymore. They're just way, 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 way far away. And it's as if, Captain, they're looking at this Omicron thing, which obviously was it's a real variant.
They're calling it another pandemic, and it's not.
It really doesn't seem to be. It doesn't.
They're trying to scare the bejesus out of our friends and relatives and countrymen, fellow countrymen again, trying to get them to go, oh my God, listen, we got to put the mask on. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be awful. It's no more than a freaking 2 or 3 day cold so far.
Well, that's right. But what Fauci is talking about is that they may be, we might need more restrictions for Omicron.
You know, we need a restriction from him.
Well, but most people don't really agree that we need a lot more restrictions.
Actually, well, no, they don't agree with that. You're right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they don't. In fact, they believe that we were beginning to come out of this pandemic. A lot of people are getting vaccinated. A lot of people are protecting themselves in terms of how they, just little small changes in living their life. And they're just being healthier for one thing, and they're also trying to make sure that they're not going to put themselves in a position to get sick. But at the same time, they also understand that we have to be able to run the economy. We have to be able to do things. Otherwise, everybody's going to be sheltering in place, afraid of Omicron, and nothing is going to get done. And if you're vaccinated and you have a pretty good immunity in that sense, you should be able to live your life without Fauci saying there's more restrictions coming.
Well, your newspaper in L.A. out there, the L.A. Times, had a headline here. I'm going to paraphrase it because I didn't catch it totally. Something about Delta and Omicron to cripple California within weeks.
Well, sure. Well, here the governor put the mask mandate in place and so on, which, you know, Captain, actually has the opposite effect, I think. Where is, in fact, somebody actually told me, they said, why should I go and go get a booster if I still have to sit here with a mask on wherever I go?
Okay, well, you said mask. Here he comes. Here he comes.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it, because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better. And it might.
Well, we're going to stop it there, because you heard what he said, and that's what he said the first time. And then he said, oh, no, we got to wear masks. And then he came back and said, no, we don't need to wear masks. And then he came back again and said, oh, we need to wear 2 masks. I mean, this guy has been going back and forth like a battleship taking on water. Hold the thought there, Kyle. We'll be right back with more. Fauci has got to go.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 days.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch, we want to wish everyone listening a very Merry Christmas and, of course, all the best for 2022. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho. I'll add that in there. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. And I'm very proud to be able to represent him as a spokesperson. And I'm very proud that he reached out to me and we were able to make all this happen. Now, you can go to MyPillow.com and you can see all the different savings that you've got there on items that might be on your regular shopping list anyway. And you can save a lot of money, a lot of discounts over there, up to a 75% discount on some of these products that would be going for that much more money in a big box store. Well, all you got to do to get the reduced prices is it'll ask you for a promo code. The promo code will always be the word Captain. Very simple. Now, when you go to the radio listener specials package, page, and their packages they have over there, there's at least 100 items on that page. Maybe more. Might be 150. But there's that many over there. And again, to get the insanely low prices that are over there, it asks you for a promo code. The promo code will always be Captain. And don't forget, you can call them on the phone, speak to a live person, get all your questions asked, place your order that way too, if that's what you want to do. The number is 800-641-5459, simply 800-641-5459. Promo code is always going to be Captain, and it's MyPillow.com. And remember, they have something for everybody over there, including your family dog or cat. And I'm not making it up. Go over there and look. You'll see it. All righty. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, it is Christmas time, and you would think in some cases that Grinch stole Christmas because of some of the stuff we're seeing happening around the country. the decriminalizing of the crime. We were talking about during the break, you and I on the telephone, the smash and grabs. Hey, if you want to stop this, prosecute these SOBs. Let them know that it's a minimum for and by the way, some of these people are taking almost $1,000 worth of stuff. Sentence them to a year. Give them a year. Send them away for a year, period. No exception. And if you hurt somebody in the process, it ought to be at least triple that, 3 years. And if you really seriously hurt somebody, it ought to start at 5 years and go up.
Well, of course, and at the heart of the matter is the threat of prosecution and the surety of going away for a very long time, being off the streets. Captain, you know, our governor here in California just unveiled his crime-fighting strategy or whatever it is he wants to call it. A lot of it has to do with sending money, millions and grants to local law enforcement agencies and in order to try to deter these retail smash and grabs. And that's all good, but if you're going to catch them and then release them, or, you know, it doesn't make any sense. There has to be some teeth. And certainly you put all this together, especially with what's happening with the district attorney in Los Angeles, Gascon, you know, and other things all around the country, but especially in California, you got to get back to, putting people in jail when they commit horrible crimes.
Well, in Los Angeles, your world-famous DA there, what's his name?
Yeah, Gascon. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a memo that surfaced yesterday that was released on Fox News that showed that felonies are eligible for a program called REDY, R-E-D-Y, which is a juvenile diversion program for the kids that are out doing the smash and grab. No way in hell. Lock them up.
Well, you know, Captain, when you act like a hardened criminal, obviously there should be some real consequences for that. And these conspiracies, and that's what it is, it's a conspiracy to get 50, 80 people together, people driving getaway cars, lining up, ready for the perpetrators to come jump in the car and they get away. You know, that's pretty sophisticated.
And the ACLU, you know who they are, right?
Of course, yes.
They have blasted Joe Biden and his team for stopping the talks on the separated immigrant money. Remember they were going to get as much as $450,000?
Right.
That's now in the toilet.
Well, it is. I mean, and not only that, Captain, you know, this is something that, you know, the Biden administration came out with, but also it's a sort of a different thing, but it's the student loan cancellation. He's not doing that now. So now the people are up in arms about that. Unfortunately, it's because it's not popular. You see, they're starting to figure out a little bit that paying $450,000 to illegal immigrants just isn't going to, endear you to the voters.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Right.
Jeez.
Well, especially when so many people continue to hurt from the pandemic, the aftermath of the pandemic in terms of the economy, people that lost their job, lost their business, lost everything in many cases, or are in such a state of limbo that they never know how they're going to get back on their feet. And suddenly, you know, somebody else is just going to get a windfall of almost, you know, $500,000. It's just crazy time.
Now, Texas, whether you've been paying attention to it or not, folks, people were talking about the border wall in Texas. Well, guess what? They have been starting to build a permanent border wall in Texas. And I saw the equipment yesterday starting back to work.
Well, what you have is governments, state governments, befuddled, I think, by the lack of action by the federal government. But we know why the federal government isn't acting. We know why the federal government decided to reverse everything that Donald Trump was doing, because it doesn't follow their narrative. It doesn't follow their sort of scheme, as it were, in order to let many people flood into the country. That's going to be a destabilizing factor. They believe it's going to help them somehow electorally, and they just don't care. And this is a really bad sign, Captain, because, you know, the one thing we should be able to agree on, number one, is election integrity, and number two, the fact that you can't have people streaming across the border. There are ways to come to the United States. It is the shining city on a hill, but it can't be chaos. And that's what the Biden administration has brought upon us.
Well, there were several billion dollars left in a account that Texas had for the wall when they originally got involved in it before the government got involved. And I guess the governor, Greg Abbott, found it, and they're using it, and they're going to use it and try to accumulate some more by whatever means they're going to do and actually get that wall done the way it was supposed to be to begin with. And they're doing a good job. I saw what they did yesterday. It was a good job.
Well, of course. And it's not even just, restricted to illegal aliens coming across the border. We're talking about drugs.
Yeah.
We're talking about human trafficking.
Yeah.
Where is the Biden administration on this, Captain? Why wouldn't they want to stop that kind of stuff?
Yeah. By the way, we're also hearing, and I mentioned this in hour number one, but I'm going to mention it again right now. We're also hearing that 10 Senate seats are likely to flip from the Democratic side to the Republican side in 2022 because of all the stuff that's been going on. And that's why these senators are running for cover. And that's why it's not just Joe Manchin that's holding back the Build Back Better. There's four other senators, a total of five, all Democrats. And you're not being told the truth by the mainstream media that this is what's going on. It is what's going on. They don't want any part of this because they know if they vote for this, they're done.
That's precisely correct. And well, they are trying to focus in many ways on Joe Manchin with the notion that one person is keeping democracy from doing what it's supposed to do, that kind of stuff.
That's not true.
But of course it's not true.
It's five.
Right, but they have to find a focal point because they have to make you think that somehow this is going against the grain when it's the opposite. They're listening to their constituencies. And you know, Captain, if they continue to try to sell this Build Back Better thing into the new year, it won't be 10 seats. It'll be more than 10 seats.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because people, they're just done with it. They have seen Joe Biden take the nation apart more than anybody could have ever thought 10, 12 months ago at this point. It just is amazing to people.
By the way, Alec Baldwin was in the news again, denying the police claims that he requested a larger gun on the Rust set. Again, he's saying that he never pulled the trigger, that all he did was pull the hammer back and then let go, but he never pulled the trigger. Well, damn it, how many times do I have to tell you, when you pull back the hammer, if you don't release the hammer slowly, it's going to strike and fire the gun?
Right. This statement of I never pulled the trigger is, you know, that whole interview thing, I think, was designed to try to get his version of events out because this whole thing isn't over. And I think he knew that at that time. That's just my personal
opinion. I think he's going to get charged because it's reckless endangerment at the very least. Okay. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we go to break. So break, here we come, and we'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal appeals court has reversed a lower court decision allowing private employers with 100 workers or more to require COVID vaccines or get tested weekly. The Supreme Court might take up the issue. This as the new COVID strain Omicron continues to spread. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says at least 39 states and more than 75 countries have reported cases of the new variant. She said it's increasing quickly and is expected to become the dominant strain in the coming weeks.
We've seen cases of Omicron among those who are both vaccinated and boosted, and we believe these cases are milder or asymptomatic because of vaccine protection.
Walensky said Americans who aren't vaccinated should get it done to be safe and also to get their boosters. This is USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GC.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha, and welcome aboard, everybody, to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's that time in the morning where we are going to play an Edwards Notebook, and we've got a very special one from Ron Edwards. It's a Christmas Edwards Notebook, and here we go.
A candy maker in Indiana wanted to produce a candy that would be a witness, so he made the Christmas Candy Cane. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the candy maker began with a stick of pure white hard candy to symbolize the virgin birth and sinless nature of Jesus. Candy maker made the candy in the form of a J to represent the name of Jesus, who came to earth as our Savior. It also represented the staff of the Good Shepherd, who reaches down into the ditches of the world to lift out the fallen lambs that have gone astray. Realizing his candy was very plain, the candy maker stained it with red stripes to symbolize the scourging Jesus received, by which we are all healed. The large red stripe was for the blood shed by Jesus on the cross so that we could have the promise of eternal life. Unfortunately, the candy became known only as a candy cane, a meaningless decoration seen at Christmas time, but the meaning is still there for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. I pray that this symbol will again be used to witness the wonder of Jesus and his great love that came down to us remain the ultimate and dominant force in the universe today and forever. Merry Christmas, and may God bless everyone. I'm Ron Edwards. Please check out the RonEdwards.com.
And by the way, when you check out the RonEdwards.com, check out the stash of coffee that's there from Constitutional Grounds Coffee. You'll see a display on the RonEdwards.com, the website. And when you go to make a purchase, you'll also be able to utilize the promo code RE20. That'll save 20% on your coffee. Now, remember, here I am. Oh, that's good. That's my iced coffee. I make iced coffee, and I make it out of Constitutional Grounds. But Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that you want in your cup. Does that make you thirsty, Kyle?
It sure does. And what's that code again? Is it RE20?
RE20, say 20%.
Yep.
Yep. Get her done, folks. Get her done, as Larry the Cable Guy would say. All righty. Well, here we go again, or should I say here we still go. But we have so much stuff that's out there. A judge allowed yesterday a lawsuit to continue by Michael Flynn's relatives, General Michael Flynn's relatives, to continue the suit of defamation against CNN. You know, CNN has lost some lawsuits, and they're about to lose again. How much longer can they continue to lose and still stay in business?
That's a very good question, Captain. It seems like they're getting damaged more and more all the time. And you know what? The damage is so avoidable, you know? It's just that they've taken a certain tack, and I think it's really starting to have some real dire consequences for them.
Yeah, you would think. But then again, it is what it is, and it's very strange with some of the stuff going on. By the way, two Florida men were found guilty of running $35 million worth of COVID fraud on the Internet.
Wow. Well, unfortunately, when you have something big like that happen, and then people try to take advantage of it, but I'm glad that they've been caught. Absolutely.
Now, you think that these driverless vehicles are going to take shape anytime soon?
Well,
the electric driverless vehicles.
Yeah, it depends. You know, the AI and all that is getting better all the time. There's no doubt about that. But can it really do what it says that it can do in the near term? I mean, if we're talking many years from now, it might be a different story as it evolves in terms of how they are able to make it better. But we have so many instances, Captain, of the automatic driver having some problem. Then there's a crash or a death. And so it's still got a ways to go.
Well, they need more safety standards, and right now, as it stands, they don't have that many.
Well, right, and also, but the industry is so much in its infancy to a great extent. But the very fact that we're seeing the leaps that are being made is really quite extraordinary. But are you willing to put your life on the line to have the car drive you somewhere at this point all by itself?
By the way, did you hear what they're doing in San Francisco to try to break the surge of break-ins?
What's that?
California drivers are leaving the trunks of their car open as the car break-ins are surging in that area.
Oh, wow. Well, is that the new normal, I guess? You know, just leave your stuff open so that they figure out there's nothing in there that they want to steal?
Well, some people have even been leaving the windows rolled down and all that stuff with the trunk open. I don't know how stupid that is. What, just let them take what they want?
That or just to say there's nothing in here of generally of value. But, you know, Captain, especially in what's happening in San Francisco right now, you might find other stuff in your car, let's say, if you let the windows roll down.
And, you know, I mentioned CNN a minute ago, and I should have mentioned this earlier, but the CNN producer who interacted with children during a 17-month investigation has also been charged with more sexual abuse allegations.
Right. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Was this the producer that also had worked with Chris Cuomo, I think?
It is.
Yes. So, I mean, this kind of, first of all, anybody who does things like that with kids or in relation to that, that's a horrible thing. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, in terms of, at least from the CNN, what's the status of CNN perspective? I mean, this is more, it can't get worse for CNN, it seems like.
Yeah, and looked at little Dr. Fauci yesterday, just to continue him for a minute. He predicted a rise in death and severe cases with this Omicron that's coming, as well as the Delta variant and all that stuff. I mean, the guy just won't shut up.
Well, is this the winter of death or something?
That's what Joe Biden said.
We're talking about.
It's going to be the winter of death.
Winter of death. You know, honestly, I thought Joe Biden was supposed to be catapulted into office because he was going to fix all this stuff and he's going to handle COVID and all these kinds of
things.
He's
fixing it all right.
Well, then, and then Vice President Harris says we never saw COVID, we never saw Delta or Omicron coming.
Yeah.
Really?
Have you
anticipated it?
Have you seen the ad on television for the Chevrolet car where the father comes out, the car's in the garage, his wife's car, and he looks at it, and it kind of reminds him of Christmas. It's a very, very heartening thing. And then the daughter sees what the father's doing, and she gets some of the townspeople to take the car and fix it up and paint it. And when the father comes out there, I guess Christmas Day or whatever, to look at the car again, the car's all cleaned up, all fixed up, and he hops in it. The dog that he's got hops in the back seat of the car. The daughter comes out. He drives over to her, and he goes, "Thank you." And she goes, "Merry Christmas, Dad." And they drive off.
Oh, I have not seen
best
that.
Best car ad I've ever seen.
Yeah, but it sounds wonderful.
Oh, it's Ooh. Great. Yeah. And just in time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's something from the heart. That's kind of the message of that, and that's more so than we've seen.
Yeah. Yeah, and all of this on the heels of a divisive presidential election and a pandemic that's taken our family members and loved ones and kept us separated, in some cases for over a year, at a time when all this is going on. Out comes this Chevy commercial, and it's a message about remembering loved ones and spending the time we have with them. And it's at its heart secular, but it's a great reminder that this time of the year it's all about our families, and I'm telling you, this is something to see. When you see it, it'll affect you.
Wow, that's really, really something. And you're right. You need, especially this time of year, spending time is almost so much more valuable even than a Christmas gift, let's say.
Well, a man lovingly remembers his wife. A daughter sees his father struggling. A community comes together to help one of their own fix the car up and get it all ready to ride. And an emotional reunion, and also a dog. Does it get any better?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Nope. I don't think so. And it's all good. It's all good.
Well, of course, yeah. And especially, you know, Captain, because people have been separated throughout the pandemic time, or they've come to odds with one another over masks or what Dr. Fauci said or what Trump said or what Biden said. It goes on and on. You know, a lot of this I'm hoping that we're going to start coming out of, and people can help one another again. They can see the good in each other again, and we don't have to be at odds, because it only serves one purpose. The elite who really believe that if you're divided, they can do whatever they want to do.
Yep, and that's what they're doing. That's what they're trying to do. All right, folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, so get ready. The weather is a-changing, and it is. I've been watching it right here in front of me, changing. Boy, oh boy, Northeast, big-time snow. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Vanilla Fudge from back in the day. And, Kyle, I think that song was in the 60s, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. And Kim Wilde redid it in the 80s and had a big hit with it.
Okay, well, that one is the original, and that was done on the Ed Sullivan Show. The only thing you didn't hear were all the girls screaming, but they were there to begin with. But let's just turn you loose out west. Tell us what's going on.
All right, folks. Well, it's cold. Obviously, it's very cold out there, especially if you're in the area of Montana. Captain, we're looking at Billings, Montana, right now with a temperature of 2 degrees.
Wonderful. That doesn't count the wind.
That's right. It's a little. It's 1 degree warmer in Helena, and Great Falls is checking in at a balmy 14 degrees. So be careful out there because it is cold, and we do have a winter weather advisory, especially around Bozeman, which is checking in also at 3 degrees. That's along I-90. Now, as you head on up I-90 toward, past Missoula, heading west, heading up towards Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, it's definitely a little bit warmer there on the order of 19 degrees, but it also means that it's going to be 19 degrees at 4th of July pass, and there's snow in the forecast for the next several days, so you definitely want to be aware of that. Snoqualmie Pass on I-90 as well. Right now, it's reporting as snowing hard there, so you're going to be careful throughout the whole weekend, especially in these high mountain passes, because you're definitely going to have snow or freezing conditions. You want to be aware of that. Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, also checking in with rain. Richard the Marine in the central coast of Oregon, he's reporting 42 degrees and rain starting on Saturday. And then also, Captain, it looks like we got a freezing fog. This is important. Freezing fog advisory that seems to now have appeared since last hour. Now, this is going to be going across I-80 in the northern part of Nevada.
I see it.
Yeah, up near Battle Mountain and so forth. So you definitely want to be aware of that. If you're in the central part of northern Nevada on I-80, you got that freezing fog. Dunn's fog advisory is east of Interstate 15 as you come up through Richfield, heading towards Provo in the state of Utah tonight. High wind warnings, of course, near Cheyenne and Laramie, and in Southern California, frost advisories looks like in the Los Angeles area, and then also some wind advisories developing in Southern California.
All right, we'll start down here in the south, and from about Mobile, Alabama, all the way over to Galveston, Texas, you've got fog. You've got extremely dense fog going across Mississippi on I-10, over into New Orleans, over across to the Beaumont, Texas area, and then over into Houston. You've also got some winds from Galveston on down to the Mexican border there in the Gulf. You've got more fog, which is up now across the central part of Georgia, across all of South Carolina under a dense fog advisory, up into North Carolina now, up halfway through North Carolina. So if you're coming across I-40 from west to east in Tennessee over into North Carolina, you're going to have dense fog all the way over to Wilmington. Isn't that nice? I-95. Dense fog advisory from about Savannah, Georgia, all the way up into North Carolina, right around Fayetteville, and let's see, straight up through Fayetteville now, and all the way to Virginia, to probably around Emporia right now. So there you go. And then we've got snow, lots of snow in the Northeast right now. We've got a winter storm warning in the Northeast to encompass the upstate New York area, Lake Champlain, the Adirondacks over that way, as well as in Virginia, as well as in New Hampshire, as well as in the western part of Maine right now. We have a winter storm warning. Elsewhere, it's snowing all the way across upstate New York, across the northern part of Pennsylvania, snowshoe north, and you're going to have a winter wonderland up there tonight. And rain. We've got flooding going on right now where they had the tornadoes last week over in Arkansas and Missouri and Tennessee and Kentucky. It's just a wet mess. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
Okay, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And now on the telephone line, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, we're hearing, and I don't know how true this is, but we're hearing that we could possibly have a rematch coming up in 2024 of the Hillary, Queen Hillary, and Donald Trump.
It's just a trial balloon. Those things get floated out there just to see what the reaction is. I doubt it.
It's mixed. I'm hearing some people go, oh, yeah, Hillary, you know, on the Democratic side. But then I'm hearing some other people going, oh, God, not her again.
I don't think it stands a chance. So I'm not fretting over that one.
Okay. Now, fewer than one-third of the registered voters have a favorable opinion of college. Or Congress, rather. And I understand that. I get that. And almost double don't support the Build Back Better legislation now pending in the Senate.
It's the White House pretty much is conceding that it won't happen this year if it happens at all. So I'm not particularly worried on that one either. I think after the first of the year that they will learn that they just don't have the Democrats, not just this White House, but the Democrats in both houses are going to get hammered when they get into their home district. So I think it's something to watch, but I don't think it's survivable.
Okay. By the way, I'm going to get this out there just to get it out there and get it over with. Taylor Swift had a massive album party last week, which has become a super spreader with over 100 of her guests that have tested positive for COVID. Way to go, Taylor. I'll be right back with more from Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out her website and see all the different things that she has to offer. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.